Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Purdy Insurance. Visit Purdy Insurance on Market Street in Sunbury or visit online at purdyinsurance.com. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Good afternoon, Monday, December 9th, Steve Jones Show, News Radio 1070 WKOK. Sean Carey here. Bob Buhner also here, too. Hello, Bob.
Hello, Sean. Lots to talk about this Monday. We've got Eagles football tonight on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation station.
Yes, we'll have that here. We'll have the Westwood One nationwide coverage starting at 7:30 on WKOK. But if you want the one and only Merrill Reese, he'll be over on Eagle 107 tonight after Talk to Santa. They'll start the Eagles pregame at 7 with Glenn Macnow, and then it'll be Merrill and Mike at 8:15. Our Monday edition of the show always brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street, Sunbury. Visit purdyinsurance.com. The pros you want in your corner when life happens. They deal with the brands that are the most reputable, the ones you know and trust. And when something happens, they are the people you want in your corner, your greatest advocates. The great team at Purdy Insurance, Market Street, Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com or visit them on Market Street in Sunbury. We've got our podcast, so subscribe to that. If you there's days here and there you get a little too busy, can't listen to us live on WKOK, we're on the Apple Podcast app and Google Play, and you can always get 3 months of previously aired shows. We've got them archived at stevejonesshow.com. Well, Bob, you're right. A lot happened over the weekend. Penn State wrestling back-to-back wins on Friday and Sunday at Lehigh, and then back home in the friendly confines of Rec Hall yesterday Penn with you in attendance.
It was 6,600 fans of Penn State wrestling who also double as wrestling officials to help the two officials on the mat.
Very true.
You've never seen a crowd where everybody knows the rules like they do at Rec Hall and Penn State wrestling. Of course, Penn State started the season with a loss at Arizona State.
First one in 5 years.
Yeah, so they won 60 in a row. So the question is, what's happening down the road? Will the streak get back? And of course, beating a good Lehigh team and a Penn team with some quality wrestlers makes it look real good. And then the Steelers won on Sunday. I know that warms the cockles of your heart.
They have now won 7 of their last 8. They are still undefeated with Devlin Hodges, a.k.a. the Duckman, under center. And the games just keep getting bigger and bigger from here. And you figure, well, there's a reason why NBC decided to put the Pittsburgh-Buffalo game in primetime this Sunday night. They're currently ranked 5th and 6th, respectively, in the AFC wildcard hunt. So that has been moved from 1 p.m. to 8:20 this Sunday night at Heinz Field. That'll be live on 100.9 The Valley.
And a good one that will be, you know, the Steelers on Sunday won despite themselves. They tried a fake punt play that could go down in history of the NFL as the worst fake punt
attempted. Was it a fake punt, or was the ball, when it came back to the punter, was it too low and he decided on the fly not to punt it? But Danny Smith is getting the special teams coach, getting a little fire for that.
Yes, and so, but hey, a win is a win is a win, and it was interesting. Duck Dynasty stars from down in Louisiana were in the Ducks' corner on Sunday.
Yeah, I saw on social media Uncle Cy was in his perch out in the woods.
Yeah.
He goes, you know, I used to be a Saints fan. Now I'm a Steelers fan. Go, Duck, go. But that's the thing. I mean, if they can win, they've got the rest of the way. They've got Buffalo, Then they've got Baltimore sandwiched in between the Jets. You can win two out of the last three. You go 10-6. I would say without question you're going to be locked in at least the number six seed in the wild card.
What a stunner from about week two, you know, when people in Pittsburgh were really just beside themselves.
And we'll see here coming up Sunday night if they're going to get Juju back or if they're going to get James Conner back. We'll see. See how bad their injuries are.
You guys are awful. A terrible team.
Yeah.
I mean, you watch that game yesterday. That kid can't play a quarterback. He's only the first guy ever to be 3-0 in his first three starts as a free agent.
Yeah, isn't that amazing?
how about that, huh?
They let Arizona in way too long in that ballgame than needed to be.
They're on the road with their own fans there.
Yes.
That was a whale of a scene, though. I'll tell you, that's Pittsburgh Steelers West out there.
It sure is. And wow. I'll tell you, they really love the fake punt. All right, so.
I just said to Bob, it's like, when the ball was hiked back to Barry, was it too low and he decided on the fly not to punt? I wonder if that was even. I need to hear it from Tomlin himself that was a planned play, that they were going to fake it. He got absolutely blasted.
Exactly.
I just can't see that being a planned play. I really don't.
All these fans want innovative play calling. The second you get it, you don't like it.
Well, we only like it when it works.
Yes. And there was another instance last night when they got the ball back with under six to go.
Yeah.
They were throwing the ball when they could have knocked another 40 seconds off the clock, and I was just beside myself on the couch last night, almost walked out of the room. That's now at least three times this season where they've done that, where they just they think there's Fichtner just thinks too much. It's frustrating.
And Steve, you commented, I think it was last week, about the same issue, and you would have thought Tomlin and his offensive coordinator would have got the message that, you know, when you're ahead late in the game, time is not your friend. You've got to get rid of time. And the way to not get rid of time is to throw an incomplete pass.
Of course, but didn't say that everything was perfect.
I'm not looking for perfection. I'm looking for absolute efficiency. That's what we're looking for. That's not a lot. It's not a lot to ask, right?
You are a whiner. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go back to September 10th. Did either one of you on September 10th think that Tennessee, Houston, and Buffalo, Pittsburgh would be two big games on the schedule?
No.
Yeah, how about Tennessee, Houston? That's going to be a whopper of a game.
Yes, it will be.
Battle for first.
I know. Yeah. Those are now suddenly huge games.
Yeah. Yes.
You just don't know in this game.
No, you don't.
You don't know. Go ahead.
All I'm saying is always cheer for Bill O'Brien. I don't care who they're playing, but for the Steelers. He's our guy, and I just hope they come through.
Yeah, they just stubbed their toe yesterday. I can't figure out that loss yesterday.
Yeah.
I really don't. But this is a week. The NFL is a week-by-week deal. We've mentioned that here before, too.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Now, remember what I said about Brewers Outlet gift cards. It lets everybody know how much you care. Like, say I get like Bob 100, get you 150, Sean, and then the suit gets a $1.95. I mean, it really does tell you exactly how much you care.
What was the prize on the Gong Show? Was it what was the booby prize you get?
The Gong Show. J.P. Morgan.
Was it five some odd bucks and 12 cents, something or other?
Yeah. That's a what historical reference that is, Sean.
Oh, my goodness. The people he had on that show. And Chuck Barris hosted it himself.
Yes. Steve, I happened to be in rec hall yesterday for a little wrestling match, and the Lions looked, I would say, pretty good. They had some good wins from some of their studs. Some of the guys were still not in the lineup. Penn was not a bad team. They had a couple nationally ranked guys, but the big win over Lehigh on Friday night was, I think, very important.
Yeah, no, they're doing fine. That's a good start.
And, you know, unlike a lot of sports teams, Penn State Wrestling doesn't really consider it a successful season under Cale Sanderson unless they win the national championship.
Sure. Absolutely. You know what? Absolutely. I mean, I understand that. That's the kind of standard he has set.
Yeah.
I'll never forget the first year. What, they finished the first year 9th? Or something like that?
Yeah, that was 8th right? or 9th. They made the top 10, right. but...
Yeah, and he said afterward, this will never happen again. I'll never forget that. This will never happen again. I thought, wow, this dude means business.
You know,
so that would have been 2010, correct?
Yeah. And the only time that after that first year where he was getting into the recruiting and organizing his staff and all that, the only time they didn't win it was when about half the team was on red shirt. Just because of the cycle of recruiting, and he wanted to gear up for the long term, which proved to be incredibly foresightful.
Right. I'll never forget that. When he said that, I thought, whoa. This dude means business.
And, you know,
And you know what? What's really cool? He was right.
Yeah. It ain't bragging it really if you can do it.
Right. Oh, he wasn't bragging.
No.
See, Cale doesn't brag.
No.
He is about as humble gets. Somebody was asking me today about some reason somebody brought it was about James Franklin's contract. They were talking about the importance of the money being brought in and so forth. Yeah. And I mentioned men's basketball, and somebody said, well, you know, men's basketball's fine, they make money. I said, hockey makes a little bit. And somebody said, well, what about wrestling? I said, no, they lose. I said, and it's not because of him. He is about as fiscally responsible, beyond words, fiscally responsible as anybody you'd want to see in the face of the earth. Hey, this guy, I'm sitting there, I'll say I've got Marriott points. I think he's got Roadway Inn points. I mean, it's just it's because he doesn't spend money. He doesn't spend. I mean, because he wants to make sure that you're doing the best they can. That's the kind of guy he is.
Yeah, he...
He's remarkable.
It's just amazing that how well he does year in and year out. And I think the telltale sign, Steve, was this year, early in the... before the season started, and has nothing to do with this year's Penn State team, but the world champion, the Olympic gold medalist, and a guy who wore a Buckeye uniform, who's training for the Olympics, decided to leave Columbus, which is an Olympic training center, and come to the Nittany Lion Wrestling Club to gear up for another run at a gold medal because of Cale Sanderson. That's a wow.
Well, I remember when Jake Varner came here. I think I almost felt like Jake Varner made this a destination place. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, Cale does, but yet there's somebody that follows in and does it. And that's when you start to feel like people are coming here and they're going to wrestle beyond what they're doing, and they want Penn State to be the place to do it. I mean, this is now the place. That's why I have the Olympic trials here the first week in April. What a phenomenal event that's going to be.
I have my tickets all ready for that. I tell you, that's going to be, for a wrestling fan like myself, it's a kind of a once-in-a-lifetime thing. So,
I mean, what a golden opportunity
to see
the best of the best in this country go head-to-head for the right to go to Tokyo.
And right. Also, it's not going to be in Rec Hall. You know, it's going to be in the Bryce Jordan.
It's in the Jordan Center.
So
yeah.
There'll be a few thousand more fans, I have a feeling, there than just what you would see the 6,600 or so who make their way into Rec
Hall.
It'll
be, I'm hoping it's sold out. It should be sold out.
Yeah.
It deserves to be. But the I remember, you do realize the significance of the Jordan Center in Cale Sanderson's life, right? That is where he won as a freshman his first NCAA championship.
Got it. Yes. Of course, he only won 3 more and never lost a college match in his career.
Yeah,
not bad.
No, I was there that night.
Ah.
I was there that night the night he won his first. So, it is remarkable what he's done. He's made Penn State the wrestling capital of this country, which is really cool. And it's all, I want to say April 3, 4. Does that sound right?
I think it's 3, 4, 5, I think.
Yeah.
So. You know, and switching to Penn State football and wrestling, I would have loved to have seen what Jan Johnson would have done on the wrestling mat. Not that he should give away his the job he did as a linebacker for Penn State, but it would have been fun to see what he could do as a wrestler. But it's almost impossible to do both.
Can't. But you know what? Pro Football Focus, which grades everybody, had Jan Johnson as an honorable mention linebacker nationally this year. Not in the Big Ten, but nationally.
Not surprising. An incredibly gifted athlete.
And smart. He's really smart. And we're smart enough to take a break. We'll come back with more in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by Purdy Insurance.
I think I can.
Sunbury Motors Kia knows they can. 2019 has been a great year for Sunbury Motors Kia. They need 24 new Kias sold to reach their best sales year ever. Buy a new 2020 Kia Soul S for only $17,549. Save over $4,300. Two SUVs you have to put on your list are the Kia Sorento and Sportage. At SMC, a 2020 Kia Sportage is a steal at $24,549. Save over $5,000. And a 2019 Kia Sorento S all-wheel drive is $27,999. That's over $8,000 in discounts. Sunbury Motors needs just 24 new Kias sold to break their one-year sales record. And all Kias come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty.
I think I can.
This little import dealer knows they can. Sunbury Motors Kia on the Strip in Hummel's Wharf.
For nearly 100 years, Purdy Insurance has been your locally owned, family-operated source for insurance products. With a staff of over 20 and partnerships with some of the industry's most trusted companies, Purdy has the experience and resources to get the job done. Whether you need personal, home, and auto, or complex business insurance solutions, Purdy will help you navigate through the process. Call today at 570-286-5855, or better yet, stop in their Sunbury office to see what Purdy Insurance can do for you.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
All right, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And today's show brought to you by Purdy Insurance. Market Street in Sunbury, go to purdyinsurance.com. Great people as people who are just great professionals. Auto, home, life, business bundles. They'll make sure you're insured. They'll make sure you get the best price. And they will take care of that policy all the way through. Claim, they'll act as if it happened to them. They're the best in the business. Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Bob Buhner's alongside. Very quickly, the bowl game. Yes, there is going to be disappointment. Penn State did not get to the Rose Bowl. I understand that completely. I mean, deep down, I wanted to go to the Rose Bowl. That's fine. There's something incredibly special about being in that setting and broadcasting in that setting. No getting around it. The Illinois loss, and there 90% of the time when I see games, I feel like the team that won the game, 90% of the time. There's always that 10% where you feel like, well, you know what? They lost that game. When Wisconsin played Illinois, they lost the game. And that wasn't taken into account, it seems like, by the committee. Okay, that's fine. They made their decision. That's what they want to do. That's fine. The Cotton Bowl, you're still going to a new year for Brady White from Arizona State. Has had a terrific year. Now, the two Cincinnati games, I'm going to really watch the two Cincinnati games again because White had a terrific season, except in the two Cincinnati games. So I'd like to see what Cincinnati did. Now, obviously, they have good personnel. But what did they do? Okay, Coxey at wide receiver is dynamic. Really good player. Gibson, the junior college transfer. They'd like to get him on jet sweeps. They'd like to get him in the pass game. Really good. Gainwell, the running back, wow. What a player. Now, Taylor, who's the backup, who was hurt at the beginning of the year, is the third all-time leading rusher in the history of Memphis football. D'Angelo Williams is number one. He comes off the bench. Their offensive line is not very big. And defensively, they've been okay. Huff's really good, 55 at defensive end. I like him a lot. Hall, one of the linebackers, pretty good. But they've only had 31% of three and outs this year, and they've only had a stop rate of 74%. So, I mean, that's something to be considered in this one. The kicking game, by the way, really good. Patterson, the place kicker, really good. Punter's not bad, but they've had two blocked this year. Conversely, they've returned three kickoffs for touchdowns this year by three different guys. I mean, normally when we have something huge accomplished on one of our broadcasts here, the Chiefs the one doing almost all of it. Oh, that's a different story. But three different guys have returned kickoffs for touchdowns. That's remarkable. Mike Norvell, who I don't think he's going to coach the bowl game. I really don't. If I'm Florida State, I'm looking at him right now saying, we hired you. We hired you to be the head coach at Florida State. Today is December 9th. In 9 days is National Letter of Intent Day. We strongly recommend that you start earning your money. But he spent most of his press conference at Florida State talking about the importance of special teams. Well, Memphis, they live up to it. So, I mean, the matchup's really, I mean, Memphis does a lot of really good things that you ought to be concerned about. Oh, by the way, I'll mention the other part. Let's, like, play into that segment, and it's only a segment, of the fan base that gets, like thinks too much. The game's at noon. It's a noon game. 11 a.m. Central time. Ooh. You know how ridiculous I think half this stuff is. But that's just me. I look at some of that early game. They never come out of the game, early game. Foul, for goodness sake.
Last I checked, during the season, every single player on that team is up at that time of day anyway. So,
I mean. They're like 15-3 in their last 18 noon games. I mean, come on. All right. Tonight, the Giants and the Eagles. If the Eagles win, they are tied for first place. At 6-7. Tied for first place.
Riveting NFC East.
And under the rules, that means you qualify for the playoffs. So with that, we bring in Matt Leon from Philadelphia. Hello, Matt. Welcome. Great to have you with us. By rule, somebody in that division has to go.
Yeah, I saw a great line on Twitter that said, I wish I could give credit to whoever wrote it, but it was like, Cowboys fans feel best about their playoff chances when they're watching the Eagles, and Eagles fans feel best about their playoff chances when they're watching the Cowboys.
Oh, my goodness. That's probably true. All right, so look, I think the first quarter and a half tells us everything. What do you think? I mean, in other words, do the Giants hang around, or do the Eagles do what people think they're capable of doing?
I have no idea what to expect tonight. I don't say that flippantly. I mean, you look at, you know, this is an Eagles defense specifically that held the Patriots and the Seahawks in check and then got lit up by Ryan Fitzpatrick and that vaunted Dolphins offense. And, you know, conversely, it's an Eagles offense that, you know, scored 31 points last night, moved the football. You would think, in theory, against the Giants, they should have similar success, but I don't think at this point you can count on anything being a sure thing. I think Eli Manning being in the mix is kind of a wild card. I think there will be no middle ground with Eli. I think he will either light up the Eagles or he will be really bad tonight. And I think it's a coin flip which direction that goes. Are the Eagles the better team? Yes. Could they lose this game by multiple scores? Yes. So we'll just have to wait and see.
Have you... I'll go back to what you said about the Phillies back in September. And you said it was a really hard season to watch because there was nothing enjoyable about it. Because you had expectations, but it was just wasn't enjoyable. Is that the way the Eagles have been this year?
No, it is. Even when they haven't played a game this year where you haven't come away shaking your head, not just because they didn't make a play or something, but because either something galactically stupid or inept happens, and you just really can't believe what you're seeing. It's a very same dynamic. And I should add, you know, that you're talking about two teams that if you asked me before, and I probably said to you, like in March and in August, if nothing else, this will be fun. I don't know how the wins and losses are going to end up, but at least it'll be enjoyable. And it has just been every game is dental surgery with the Eagles. It's just so difficult to watch. You know, if it's not giving up a 3rd-and-17 conversion to the number 4 wide receiver, it's, you know, somebody on the Eagles dropping a 1st-and-goal pass at the 2-yard line,
yep.
Or it's the Eagles forcing a turnover and then the offense immediately going 3-and-out, or the offense forcing the defense forcing a punt and the punt returner fumbling it right back. I've never seen an NFL team undermine their own momentum more than the 2019 Philadelphia Eagles. And it's tough to sit through. There has not been the closest thing to a really enjoyable stretch was like the second half of the Buffalo game, where they really took that game and closed it out and, you know, had a great drive in the fourth quarter. It took up like most of the fourth quarter. But, you know, most of these games, even when they win, you come away and you almost have to remind yourself that they won the game because it's just really tough to sit through.
What's it like? You said it's enjoyable for Eagles fans to watch Dallas, but what's it like just as a casual observer for you to watch Dallas play?
It's really amazing because when you look at the amount of talent, I think the Eagles are talented, but the majority of the Eagles' talent is on the downside.
Yeah, not to the extent the Cowboys are.
The Cowboys are more talented, and their talent's in its prime. You know, when you're talking Elliott, Dak Prescott, Amari Cooper, you know, you're watching guys that these should be the best years of their career. And at times, individually, they are. But they do a lot of the same things the Eagles do. You know, you watch that game against the Bears and the type of stuff that doesn't show up in the box score. And one play for me, specifically from that Cowboys game, kind of sums up the NFC East. Yeah. Because of an injury, the Cowboys only had one running back up, one true tailback, and it was Ezekiel Elliott. So, in theory, you say, well, he's a workhorse. That's not a big deal. There's one play he has to come out. I think he just needed a blow. It was like a 3rd-and-3 in Bears territory. So they put the fullback in at tailback for that one play. And what happens? Prescott looks to dump it off to the running back, who is wide open, but he forgot to look back for the football. He's just running a go route, and it just falls incomplete.
Troy Pollard.
Yes. And in the paper, that just looks like an incompletion. But it was a 3rd down. It was in Bears territory because of a roster snafu. They had uneven numbers. They had to put somebody somewhere where they're not. They didn't perform, and it blows everything up. And you just see stuff like that. False starts on 3rd-and-1. You know, yes, it's only a 5-yard penalty. World of difference between 3rd-and-1 and 3rd-and-6. You know, that just that type of stuff that, you know, if you read the box score, it might not look as egregious as the eye test when you're watching the game. And that's, you know, that's really the big thing. Specifically, I think with the Cowboys, it's just a lack of attention to detail because, you know, with the Eagles, you can make the argument, well, they're injured, they overvalued some inventory age-wise, you know, that they reverted to the mean. Dallas, you kind of look at and you go, you know, are they an 11-2 team? No. Do they have any right being 6-7? Also no. So I think I would actually be even more perplexed if I'm a Cowboys fan trying to put this together.
And I know you have to get to something, so we'll make sure you get there on time.
I appreciate that.
Thanks, my friend, as always.
Thank you.
We appreciate you very much. Matt Leon in Philadelphia, back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by Purdy Insurance.
I think
I think I can.
Sunbury Motors Kia knows they can. 2019 has been a great year for Sunbury Motors Kia. They need 24 new Kia sold to reach their best sales year ever. Buy a new 2020 Kia Soul S for only $17,549. Save over $4,300. Two SUVs you have to put on your list are the Kia Sorento and Sportage. At SMC, a 2020 Kia Sportage is a steal at $24,549. Save over $5,000. And a 2019 Kia Sorento S all-wheel drive is $27,999. That's over $8,000 in discounts. Sunbury Motors needs just 24 new Kia sold to break their one-year sales record. And all Kias come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty.
I think I can.
This little import dealer knows they can. Sunbury Motors Kia on the Strip in Hummel's Wharf.
Great to have you with us on the show today. Brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. And, all right. The Giants and Eagles play tonight. By one change they need to consider in the NFL is this. And it's happened before, so this is not unusual. But they need to change the rule where the wild card team ends up having to play on the road. The Eagles or the Cowboys, one of the two, will end up hosting an NFL playoff game, and that can't happen. Now, it's going to happen because under the rules, as the division champ, they would host a playoff game. You don't deserve to host. Why should a possible 12-win team have to play on the road at a possible 7-win team? Really?
What was that scenario that played out a couple of years ago? There was an NFL.
I think it was Seattle and the Saints.
You are correct, yeah.
Yeah.
One of the teams was, what, 8-8 or something?
Yeah. I think it was Seattle. I believe it was Seattle. The Saints had to go on the road and play them up in Seattle. Like, are you kidding me? And so I think every division winner should obviously get in. Top two wild card automatically get in. Then you seed them 1 through 6. Okay? Not 1 through 4 with the division winners. 1 through 6. And if a division winner has to play in the road at a wild card team, so be it. The wild card team has a better record. They earned it. I don't know what you guys think.
Sounds eminently fair. There are other places that do reseedings like that where the team with the best record gets the benefit of that season and gets a home game.
I mean, here's the plus for being a division champion. With a terrible record, you're in. There are other wild card possibilities that have better records than you that didn't get in. That's where you get something out of it. You get something out of it. Okay?
Should be a reward for a better record.
But your reward for being a division champion is that they let you in, which means you have a chance at the championship. All right? So just something to think about. The NFL thinks they're doing great right now when it comes to stuff like that, and you can't be tone deaf. It just can't be.
Sometime there's going to be a team with a really egregious record, like 6-6.
Yeah, but you've got it now, Bob.
Yeah, true.
Okay, the Cowboys are in first place at 6-7.
Yeah.
The Eagles, if they win tonight, are tied with the Cowboys, which means they both are 6-7. Holy cow.
Yeah.
The San Francisco 49ers and the Seattle Seahawks. The Seahawks have already won 10 games this year. They're already a double-digit winner.
Yep.
Already a double-digit winner, okay? They're going to have one of those two is going to have to play on the road. One of them is going to have to play on the road.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, that's sort of a little bit of inequality there.
I mean, it's... Don't agree with it. The NFL says everything's fine. Nothing to see here.
Either Dallas or Philly take on the number 7 seed in the AFC.
Yeah.
I mean, we know that'll never happen, but...
Right. But, I mean, they should just... It's simple. Just seed them. Just seed them 1-6. Okay? As a division champ, you get in over a team with a better record because they didn't win the wild card. I mean, there are going to be teams that will have better records than the Cowboys or the Eagles that won't get in the playoffs, right? That's the reward for winning the division, because you do have to play 38% of your games against your division, 6 out of 16. That's why the Patriots start every year 5-1. Before they even play a game, they're 5-1.
I would say this scenario will not bring up a conversation in the meetings coming up next spring before the NFL draft of adding more teams into the playoffs. I just don't think that's going to happen.
Oh, if they can get more money, they'll add another team. It's all about cash, my man. It's all about that five-letter word we love so much, paper.
So I'll throw this out. Okay, so what will happen sooner? The NFL expanding the playoffs teams, or the college football playoff expanding from 4 teams to 8 teams?
NFL will expand sooner.
Really?
I would have gone the other way.
I would have gone the other way, too.
I don't think the college football playoffs expanding until they're right near the end of this contract.
Well, yeah, the TV contract rules in both the NFL and college football.
No, and they got to be happy with the Final Four this year, because all 4 teams are conference champions.
Today's show brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. And we're in the Sunbury Motors studio, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, here on News Radio 1070 WKOK, your home for the Cotton Bowl.
You're listening to News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury. You can hear us anywhere in the world with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.